Coach Jurwitz here. And, Coach, now you finally hit that 500 mark. You're 6-6.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we had to do it the hard way.
2-1 in conference play. But you know what? In the second half, they never make it easy, do they?
They don't. We have hard, you know, tough-to-win victories, and we don't have often easy victories, just that one so far this season. But, you know, last week it was hard for a different reason. This week it was hard for a whole other reason.
Yeah, the crazy thing was you were really playing well at halftime. You had a 6-point lead, but you had a 10-point lead a couple times in that first half. You only had 8 turnovers at half, but you finished with, what did we say, 21 turnovers. So.
Yeah, it was ridiculous how we were just so lackadaisical with the ball. We were not very focused. You could sort of see this haze in the players' eyes, except for Henry and except for Amber Rice. I mean, those two really seemed very focused and locked in. They played to win tonight, but the rest of the team really just didn't seem to have that same. I think Kim Ruffelgel played that way also, but it was just not. It wasn't enough people at the same time playing to win the game as opposed to not losing.
Now, but we have to tip our hat a little bit to Andrea Press and her team because they came in here and not had a win in conference play.
That's right.
And they were nailing the threes like crazy. I mean, they were 11-for-18, and when they were wide open, they weren't missing.
That's exactly right. And no, that's what we talked about before the game, Dave, is that they can be lethal, and if they get hot, they get really confident. And they can drain shots from the perimeter. We did not do a good job of defending the three-point line tonight, especially in transition. We just really were nowhere to be found. And so that we gave them those looks, and they hit those shots with confidence. And then she, you know, had a good defensive plan for us. We haven't seen zone pretty much all year. And that half-court trapping, you know. So that was, it was good for us. It was a good experience for us. But we certainly were caught a little off guard.
Let's talk about some good things now. Once again, and by the way, even though the free throw shooting was spotty, at the end of the game, they were very good.
Absolutely.
He hit them down the stretch,
pressure
and that's what you got to do it.
Well, pressure free throws. And again, like I told you, Dave, we do pressure free throws all the time in practice. You know, put them on the line and say, you got to make these pressure free throws or else. You know, got to run extra sprints or, you know, we're going to stay here until someone makes pressure free throws. And so they've all been in that situation in practice. And it is just about translating it into a game and executing at the game, you know, in a game situation. And I was proud of our players for doing that down the stretch when it really was going to matter.
Some other good things we can talk about. I know you talked about a little worried about the boards, but today you're great on the boards, 41-28. And you had one of those days, you had more offensive boards than defensive boards, 22-19.
Yeah, that doesn't happen very often. We tend to not be very strong offensive rebounding team. But we did do a great job today crashing behind our shooters. And, wow, what an impressive rebounding effort from Henry.
Yes.
I mean, it just felt like she was getting every single rebound. She was leaping up in the air and ripping them down. So it was exciting to see her rebound that way.
Well, let's take a look at some of these stats. Karen Daniel-Hamburg had 8.7 boards. Good job
great.
For her.
Mm-hmm.
But look at Amber Rice. She had 21 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 block and 2 steals.
Yeah, she had a complete line. And I like to see Amber Rice playing that way because she certainly has it in her. She's had, you know, sporadic games like that. And, you know, I think it's one of those things that she can, we all know that she can shoot the ball. She's got a beautiful shot. And when she's on rhythm, she is good to go. But for me, I think she actually can be a tremendous defender, but there's a lot of times she goes away from that. So when she plays great defense, I honestly think her offensive game also comes in full force, and she puts together complete games like this because every time she's had a good defensive game, she's had a good offensive game.
Twice in the second half you fell behind, and twice she came down and nailed threes.
That's
to
exactly
put you right.
Right.
Back
she hit big shots tonight,
yes.
And that's the kind of player we want her to be for us and know that she can be. So I think that hopefully will boost her confidence that, you know what, even if she misses a few shots, she's going to hit the shots when we need her to. That one deep right in front of our bench was amazing.
And you know what? And we gave those great stats. Don't want to forget 4-for-7 beyond the arc.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and I think there's been some games, Dave, recently where she's struggled a little bit initially with shooting and she kind of doesn't shoot. She sort of says, oh, I'm not going to shoot because I don't want to keep missing. And we've really talked to her about the fact, like,
you got to keep shooting.
You have to shoot. You're going to miss more shots if you don't take them. Right?
Yeah.
So we want you to keep shooting.
Yeah. You got, if you're a good shooter, you just got to keep going.
Absolutely.
Get your way out of it. Now, let's take a look at Henry's line. Henry Small had her first career, thank John Stromfitz, career double-double.
Awesome.
Now listen to this line. 20 points, 14 rebounds, 7 offense, 7 defense.
Good for her.
4 assists, seven, count them, seven steals.
I mean, she was so tenacious defensively. And, there was many times, especially when we first came out in the second half, we were so flat, except for Henry. She was really giving us a lot of energy, and we couldn't seem to feed off of her. And I thought, boy, if I had a teammate out here like this, I certainly would be getting pretty excited. But she just kept after it, and she knew the team needed it because we were just a little flat defensively, and she really took it to heart. Again, she played to win the basketball game. Down the stretch, she wanted to guard 14 because we knew they would go to her for the shots. And she got that little off-the-ball foul, holding foul. But she really did play. She locked it in, and she was great tonight defensively for us.
Yeah, I tell you what, Henry played tremendous, and also in the first half, four of her steals, she converted into baskets.
Yes, she did. That was exciting to see. And we like to know, we think Henry can do that. She can't do it every time. And we certainly knew Hiram wasn't as good a ball handler as some other teams were going to face in the conference, but she's just so quick. And when she's really focused and she doesn't overextend, those are the great things that we can see her out of her.
Trying to give the old guy a heart attack up here. The only thing, just when you think you've got the game won.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, I'm sitting there thinking, well, it looks like the Tigers finally have this one in hand. They can't get the ball in bounds.
We couldn't get the ball in bounds.
It was just crazy.
It was rough. I mean, and I think those were mental errors down the stretch. We were a little tired. I mean, I played that same group of five the last 6 minutes because that was the best combination that proved they could, do what we needed them to do on the floor, both offensively and defensively. So we had to ride them through. And I knew that could be tricky because she did a wholesale substitution about 4.5 minutes. And I thought that could be a little stretch for us. But, they had to dig deep. But those few little mental errors, not being able to get the ball in, and then, that a foul off the ball, that was because we were a little tired. But in the end, you know what? I mean, they really did. They found a way to make it happen, and we keep talking about that. That's what you have to do. No matter what the situation, you got to find a way to make it happen, and they did that. A
couple more things before I let you go. Did you realize, you probably know this, John let me know this too. John's amazing. You guys have never lost to Hiram. Did you know that coming into the game?
I think I've seen that stat, but I don't necessarily know that history every time we go to play a team. I think I've seen that stat before, though, that we've never lost to Hiram. But, Coach Preston's doing a great job there.
Yeah.
They always give us a scare. She gives a lot of teams in the conference a scare. Last year they beat Denison at their place. And, I think that she certainly has the right – she does the right things. I think, she's just – it's just moments away from them starting to beat the top half of the conference. So,
the other thing, Caitlin.
Yeah.
I know it's a shame. You told me she's having a little bit of a meniscus problem. Mm-hmm. She only played 1 minute in the first half. Is that flaring up a lot on her? I mean, does it look like it's going to be a little bit of a problem for a while?
It's going to be a little bit of a problem, yeah. It's unfortunate because she's playing so great.
Yeah,
she really
she
hit
is.
A stride
she
there.
She just made the Division III Team of the Week.
D3hoops.com.
Yeah.
And, of course, and rightfully so. I mean, she really did will us to win against Mount Union and played a great game against Defiance. And it's really a shame, but she heard it in the Defiance game. And she really pushed through in that Mount Union game because she was pretty sore and it really hurt and it was very swollen. And we sort of monitored her this week and, really sort of held her back and practiced quite a bit. But she came down funny and she got hit in that very first play of the game, the very first drive she had. And she, she said, it's so sore and it's creating a lot of pain. So we're hoping, we can nurse that back to health and she can finish off the season nice and strong. But, I think she's going to be kind of a game by game, see how she's recovering and recuperating.